And when I scatter them among the nations, they will know that I am the Lord. Today's verse comes from Ezekiel, with a title from the chapter, Signs of the Coming Exile. We know that God's people were coming to him and then going away from him, coming to him and going away from him, not obeying his commandments and the way he wanted them to be. They were to be the light to the Gentiles, to the other nations, and they weren't doing that. And he's talking about that when the Babylonians are going to come and take them off into exile, he says, I will scatter his servants and warriors to the four winds and send the sword after them. And when I scatter them among the nations, they will know that I am the Lord. That this is God's doing, and they will know that they've turned away from him. But he does go on to say, but I will spare a few of them from death by war, famine, or disease, so they can all confess their detestable sins to their captors. Then they will know that I am the Lord. But we have to remember today that Jesus came to change all of that by the cross. Those sins we now confess to God himself. And when we put our faith in Jesus, they are wiped from the slate clean. Did you know that when it says in Acts that when Peter is preaching on the second time round, that he says the papyrus that they wrote up on with their ink, the ink wasn't didn't have acid in as it does today, so the ink will forever stay there. If they made a mistake, they could just wipe it off. And that's what Peter is saying, is that when we come to Christ, that ink is wiped off. Those mistakes that we made are forgotten. We can too often think that they are there forever, but not. This was God before in the Old Testament dealing with his people at that time in that place. And yet there is one link between us and them. We can still turn away from the Lord. We can still do detestable sins that we should not be doing. But we know that those sins are not forever if we keep trying, and through the help of the Holy Spirit, to stop doing them, they can be wiped clean. In fact, they are wiped clean. But what we want to do is to not keep doing them. God's not going to scatter us as he once did before, but he does have that expectation that we will live an obedient and holy life, and we are called to live that holy life for him, that we don't want to do those sins and carry on living the life that we wanted to before. We can too often have a mindset of the Old Testament in our New Testament lives, and we mustn't do that. These things that happened in that time, in that place. It was before Christ had come to earth, before God's plan had been fulfilled. But because that has happened, everything has changed, and we must never forget that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus came to the cross to take the sins of the world up on him. For all those that come to that cross and confess those sins, they have been wiped away. May we remember that and we know who you are in our lives. Amen.